הרמב"ן, אבא יחיד, זה הקדמה.
Part of the general approach of the Ramban, as you'll see, ויחי יעקב ארץ ישראל 17 שנה. ויהי ימי יעקב שני חיים שבע שנים וארבע מאות שנה. Ramban says, Kvar is Karati, back in Bikates, I already mentioned, Ki Redes Yaakov le Mitzrayim hu goliseinu hayom. That Mitzrayim is our golus right now. At least from the perspective of Yaakov Avinu's entry. Hu goliseinu hayom b'yad chayim revius Rome miharishoa. We are now in Golus Edom, we're Golus Roma, with the fourth Golus, right? Golus Mitzrayim. Golus, what's after Mitzrayim? What's that? Bavel, Yavan, and Rome, right? Of course, it depends how you count, but for these, in order for Rome to be number four, so Madai and Poros have to be together, right? Even though there's room for distinction, but there was one, so there's one exile, so this being exiled once. So we're in the fourth exile. Ki b'nei Yaakov, the four exiles, according to many midrashim, the number is four, right? Eima Chashecha Nefeles Olov. So those are the four Golius that we already learned from Brishmin Absar. So there, according to Ramban, there was Merumaz already in Golus Mitzrayim. All four are Golius Merumazos. And now we're focusing on the Golus, the Rimbozim of Golus Edom that are in Mitzrayim. Ki b'nei Yaakov heim atzmam sibabu rinitam sham b'mechiras esav achichem. Achihem. Number one, we are our own worst enemies. We were involved in the creation of Golus Rome, the emissaries were involved in the creation of Golus Yavan also. The pattern. Just like Golus Mitzrayim began with the brothers not getting along with each other, according to Ramban, back in Parshas Vayeshev, when it says Vayishlacheu Me'emek Chevron, right? It's a pasuk. So Rashi says Me'atzosai Shoshoichve Chevron, that the Yerida, the exile to Mitzrayim, part of the program, part of the plan. Ramban's Mahalach at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, that none of the pieces make sense. That Yaakov Avinu would send Yosef on his own to the brothers when the only thing we know in the parish is they don't like each other, and you're sending him, and Shimon and Levi took out all of Shechem, and Yaakov probably understood that it wasn't just they didn't like each other, but they held that they were at cross roots in terms of program, so it didn't make any sense. Didn't make any sense that Yaakov should favor Yosef. Didn't make any sense that Yaakov should give Yosef Ksonus Pasim, right? Basic parenting 1.1, Yaakov would know, you don't take one kid and give him and make him the favorite. Advanced parenting, if he is the favorite, don't give him Ksonus Pasim, you know, don't announce it, don't be Shemir Sadover. So the Ramban says, so how did Yaakov do all these things? So it was a charitzus, exera emes, charitzus shek, which Baruch Hu wanted to put certain patterns in place, so that hopefully later on Klal Yisrael would learn from them. Right? So, unfortunately, we often only learn in hindsight. And then we say, oh, a pattern. Right? So we brought upon ourselves Golus Mitzrayim. Gemara says that we are instrumental in bringing upon ourselves Golus Roma, Golus Edom. Because I'm not clear on the history of the Gemara of Adazara, Exilement Base, Chesmet Base, the Gemara says that there were battles between the Greeks and the Romans, and the Romans would not have been successful against the Greeks had we not collaborated with the Romans. So again, I don't know the history. I don't know exactly how to fit that in, but it probably means that there were some battles in Eretz Yisrael which were central to the Romans defeating the Greeks, where we thought it was wiser for us to be part of the Romans. But and probably at the time it was wiser. But this then brought the Romans in. So we created our own histamchut, as they would say. We got ourselves messed up, right? So when it comes to Mitzrayim, you see it over and over again. You see it by us bringing upon ourselves through the Sinas Achim, right? Which it then repeats itself at the beginning of Golos Rome, right? Like Parsha for Parsha. We see it at the end of last week's Parsha where Yosef creates Avdus and Mitzrayim. Again, so he creates Avdus and Mitzrayim, but probably was the prudent thing at the time. Probably was in the best interest of Mitzrayim. According to Rashi, he created Avdus in order to equalize, to make the country more egalitarian and friendly to the Jewish, to his brothers, the Jewish people. But it's hard to see otherwise than the very tool that Yosef created became the threat, became the source of great danger to Klal Yisrael. Right? Updated to 2018, right? The Tzor HaOymed Al HaTzibur right now is a little bit relinquished the last few days. The New York State legislations that are not really legislations, but the guidelines for non-public school education, which are the very first publication, were onerous and didn't make any sense. The more recent ones, a little more seicheldik. So those were brought upon ourselves. It was our own chevra that complained to the, I don't mean modern Orthodox Jews, I mean, but it was the Klal Yisrael. This affected Jews that brought upon this whole scrutiny. And we do it to ourselves over and over again. So that's what the Ramban's pointing out. Ki b'nei Yaakov imatzum sovul v'netom shom b'mechir v'seis v'chia. V'yaakov yorad shom b'nei Arav. V'choshav li notzel im b'noi b'beis oyhev loy. And there was famine, and Yaakov thought the best place to be is amongst those who love us. Right? Meaning Paro was taken by Yosef. Mitzvim were taken by Yosef. The Ramban's Shita, the next week's parasha is, that Paro had to outsmart his own people. Haman Eschak Maloi means the Egyptians loved the Jews. We saved them. They genuinely thought we were good guys. So either had to wait till Vayomos Paro, Melachadosh, Shalayadas Yosef, or it was Haman Eschak Maloi. We have to train the Egyptians to see the foreigners as being a source of aggravation. Again, the same thing happened in 1933 in Germany. There were very peaceful and respectful relations between the Jews and the non-Jews. The Jews participated in the German army in the First World War. The Jews were German nationals. Their first rights often. One of the great, probably the great mistakes of Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch was that he was a German national, that he bought into the values of not just of Western society, which we still believe is a good value, but he bought into the concept of nationhood, of being relevant, very relevant to Jewish people. So that was that is Bebeis Oyevloi. We find comfortable place amongst the non-Jewish world, and we have very good relationships with them, and they respect us, and we understand that their respect is readily and correctly forthcoming because we're living elevated kinds of lives, And but v'chasha linotzel, and therefore we take refuge there. So that's so that again, the Ramban is not saying this is a criticism of Yaakov. Even it is, but we're back to Eretz Yisrael. I don't know, but al pi nevui was there. But this is the pattern. Right, that's what the Meshech Chachma writes, the famous Meshech Chachma in Bechokoisai, right? That we find that this is one of the cycles, rhythms, whatever you call it, of Jewish history. Embedded already, the model is already a template, is already there. Kipar Oivis Yosef, Mukibben Loi, V'hoyu Svurim La Lois Mishom Kech Lois Ero Beretz Kanaan, saying the Seder night, right? What do you say Seder night? With the lashon legursham, with the lashon lo lehis, no lo lehis yashiv sham. Vayogur sham emzei maot. Right, we did never intended to stay there. We intended we'll be there until the famine passes. Right, and often happens to Klal Yisrael and Golos. We'll temporarily we'll hang out in a certain place. We'll get back to Eretz Yisrael. We just need this. Oh, Diaver Zam, let this tzara go by. K'may Sharma Lagor Ba'aretz Banu K'nira Letzayna Shalav Adechi K'chavei Dervo Eretz Kanan V'hinei Le'olu. They didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael when the famine was over. Right? That's we don't get that sometimes. It doesn't. V'hinei Le'olu. They didn't go back. Avon again here. It's hard to figure this piece out because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to them, "Vanochi Allah Ella Allah, I'm going to take you back." So, would it have been correct for Yaakov to say, "Let's go back"? Would it have been correct for Yaakov's children to say, "It's time to go back"? Would it have been correct to take Yaakov up to the Meres Mapel and stay there? Or the Kadosh Baruch Hu say, "You have to wait until I come and get you"? And there's an ambiguity. And the Chumash says that I will take you back. So is that I wait until I take you back? Or is that I will make sure you get back? Or if you want to go back, I'll expedite you getting back? V'hinei le'olu. They didn't go back. It seems Ramban is it's a criticism. I'm not sure. Amol orach oleya magolus umbeis shom v'olu atzmoisav. This whole parasha of Yaakov dying in Golos, that is generations of Klal Yisrael. That generations will end up, will be in a certain Golos, Ad Yavar Zam, but will end up dying there. Va'olu Atzmoisa, and the remains of that door make it back. V'ziknei paroi, v'sarav he'elu, va'osu imo evil kovi. And what is the? How is that part of the template? Right. In other, we do gain respect. Ziknei parosar ve'elu, that the something the older generation, and they understand the connection that we have with Eretz Yisrael. The also able kovei, and they appreciated Yaakov Avinu and appreciated the next door of Yaakov Avinu. This is all part of the template that's put into place in Eretz Mitzrayim. If you read the Meshech Chachma, this is the template that harms us, because we become comfortable, and we become once we become comfortable, then we become uncomfortable with our complacency. We become
content.
We become content, and then we need l'chadesh, we need to do new things and find new areas and new ideas, and then because we're uncomfortable with being content and comfortable. So this is the now where, what is Aaron responding to? So Landias Daiti, he's responding to the first part of the pasuk. Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shev asrei shanim, lived there for 17 years. And Yaakov lived a total of 147 years. So what is the significance of telling us that Yaakov was Mitzrayim for 17 years? It helps us make certain cheshbonos of the Yavos. but it's like a hanging phrase there. V'chi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shvas reishana. Was it good? Was it not good? What happened over there? Just like a hanging phrase. Okay. Now that we've noted that, 147 years total, and he saw that his end was near. And he calls Yosef and they discuss the Kura. So the Ramban is saying, no, those 17 years were important years for us to focus on. Those 17 years were the Yerida of Yaakov and Mitzrayim, and those 17 years become a template for the way that Golius will look. Certainly our Golus, because those 17 years were the good years in Mitzrayim. Those were the years that kept us in Golus. Those were the years that we took refuge. Those were the years that we didn't make it back out of Golus. Ad ki Archizman. V'chein anachnu. V'chein anachnu. And similarly ourselves. Romi Edoim, Romi V'chein anachnu. Im Romi V'edoim Achenu Heisubunu V'yosenu V'yodam. As our brethren that brought about are finding ourselves amongst them. Ki korsu brisim aramiyim v'agribis melech ha'achmin le'vashayni borach aleyim le'ezram. And Agrippus ran to the Romans for help. V'mnei harov nilkidu anshi Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim ended up having to surrender because of the famine. V'agolos orach aleinu ma'oid. And now Golus hasn't ended. Le'noida kitzai kish or Golius. We don't know its end as we know other Golius. Other Golius, namely, we knew Babel was 70 years. We knew Mitzrayim was 430 years. We don't know this Golus, right? This means that Mitzrayim is a template of all Golius. So the Ramban is saying that the entry into Mitzrayim is these 17 years is the template that Mitzrayim offers for our present Golus. But Nachnu lo, in other words, Yaakov Avinu didn't see an end to his Golus. There was the later generations did. The Golus Orach Aleinu lo neda kitza kishor Golus. Right, the Ramban will say, I'll see in a minute. Let's just finish this line. V'nachnu boy kimeisim. Yaakov dies in Golus because that's part of this template. Omrim yavshuatz meisenu nigzarnu lanu. We are kimeisim. What's kimeisim? That we dried up. We've lost our vibrance, nigzarnu lanu, we have been somewhat cut off from previous generations. That's to do with assimilation and intermarriage. V'yalu oisonu mikola amim mincha l'Hashem, v'yilem evil kovet v'osam kivoydenu. V'nachnu nira v'nikmas Hashem yikimenu Yikaimenu v'nechiel lefonov. V'yalu oisonu mikolo amim minchol Hashem. So I think that means, and they will raise us up from all nations, and it'll be a mincha to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. V'yilem evil kovet, and they will be very upset for oisam kivoydenu when they see our kovet. So I don't know how to interpret this. It's possible it's referring to the state, right? State, it was a was Nikol Amim, who was setting the Jews aside. It was done by the UN, by all nations. Minchal Hashem was like a gift. According to some historians, it was a it came as a guilt gift to the Jewish people after the Holocaust, right? Different ways of looking at it. Bilan Abel Kovid Ber Oysum Kimbay Deinu. And when they see how much we've accomplished, then they will mourn that we could have done so much for them in their in the very, we could accomplish so much for them. I think we haven't seen this yet. Yeah, we've seen the nail.
I was just wondering if this could possibly be go like the Ramban. The Ramban could check out for me if we're going down to Mitzrayim.
Correct.
So is it possible in Bereishis to say Ma'aseh Avos Simcha Levanim, or it has to be beyond Bereishis?
I don't know. What do you mean beyond Bereishis? Oh, could you have it? Could you have
me to be the Banim?
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't. I think that it has to be. No, it doesn't have to be beyond Bereishis, because when Avram comes back, the Ramban I think says that Avram came back through the area around Shechem because Yaakov comes back through Shechem. So you can have a pattern that's repeated in Bereishis already. I think so. But I don't know. I don't know if it's clear enough from this line to be able to draw the conclusion. I'm not sure. Then at the beginning of Perek Memtes, where it says, right, the introduction to the brachos, Vayikra Yaakov el Manov, right, Yaakov calls his children by Yoimer, and he says, Hey Osva Vagido Lechem, Eis Asher Yikra Eschem Ba'achris Hayomim. He called to Vishavu b'nei Yaakov v'shimu v'yisrael avichem Reuven. So we know that there's this that something's missing over here. Right? I'll tell you what happens v'achmas hayamim. Next pasuk. Gathered together, I have to give you the brachos. So the Rashi says that nistalka, that he wanted to tell us, but it was v'kesh l'galos v'nistalka mimenu, and it was taken away. So the Achmas Hayamim, Heim Yemos of Mashiach. That's referring to the times that we are preparing for. Ki Yaakov Yirmos Eilod Bidvarov. Ramban takes a different approach than the Rashi. He quotes Rabbi Seinu Amru, Shebikesh Legalos Lekeis Vinistalkim Ereshchina. Ki Lidivri Yaakov Achmas Hayamim, Heim Yemos of Mashiach. Everybody holds that Yaakov is referring to the end of this Golus. He's not referring to how the Golus Mitzrayim is going to end itself off. He's referring to, in other words, so Yaakov was already telling his children that the Golus that we're in right now is going to be a template for other Golus. The fact that Yaakov dies in Golus, so that's an indication that the golus that we're in right now is going to be this long, grinding golus where there will be many generations that will not see its end. When it came to the golus Babel, the Yaakov's golus, obviously his son entered in his own lifetime. The golus, all the golus of Yaakov Avinu. Golus Babel, obviously, if it was in one generation, two generations, they saw the comeback. But this is different in this golus. Because this Golus generations have died without seeing the race of Mashiach. So that's when Yaakov dies, he said you should appreciate this Ptira is a Moreh Derech, how this Golus is how the fourth Golus is going to be different than other Golus. And just like Yaakov Avinu was not able to tell them what happened, Ramban says that also was a template. It means that we have generations that just don't know how it's going to end. Right? We believe now that we have some inkling of how it's going to end. Because we have it thrown back. But you can imagine that 100 years ago, so no one would have thought, maybe then 100 years right in the beginnings of seeing the Yishuv come back. Very, very beginnings. But 150 years ago, no one would have seen the emerging of the state of Israel. So they had no clue, right, of how and however things are going to how these goals are going to end. To imagine that the Shoah was part of the formula in which the goals are going to come to an end. These are unimaginable things. So that's what Yaakov Avinu was pointing, saying he's dying, he has no idea. B'derech Teva, he's no idea the depth of the Golias, and he has no clarity in how it's going to end. So that's what happens. Yeah, he says he had an insight. Kadosh Baruch Hu was megalah to him. Yep. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yaakov to know. Yaakov wanted to be able to tell. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yaakov to be able to tell his children that there's an achas yavim, and I've seen it, and I know what time to be. And then when he's about to. But he had to give over the Masorah, how it's going to be, because Baruch Hu said no. The children should know that you've seen it. They should know that you have this knowledge, that you can't give it over to them. Because if you give it over to them, so then there'll be so many generations will say, it's not happening in my time. So, you know, why bother? So, it was taken. So it had to be revealed and had to be removed. So that's how the way. That's the Chazal that Rashi quotes. So that the point of the pasuk is Yaakov had clarity. Clarity was taken away. It was important for us to see this give and take. Literally, Ramban says, "What's the pshat in the pasuk?" He says, "You will find Ramazan in the brachos." So Yaakov was saying, "I am going to tell you achras hayamim ideas." Now listen to the brachos I'm giving to you now. But in those brachos, there are going to be ramazim to Yemos HaMashiach. And the example he gives, ad ki yove shilim alo yikas avim, that there'll be a lapse in the monarchy of Klal Yisrael, but it'll come back. Lo yosir shev mi Yehuda v'chokek mi bein raglov. That happens. That's also a very famous Ramban. The famous Rambans in Vayechit in every collection are the ones that we did this morning, and then the one that many often we study in yeshivas on Hanukkah, the one about Malchus Yehuda, how did the Chashmonim become kings? That's in lo yosir shev mi Yehuda. The Ramban on the Hamalach HaGoel, Hamalach HaGoel, also a very important Ramban. He points out, Ad ki yovi shiloi, the lo yikasa, that the Malchus Yehuda Malchus will never be taken away from Yehuda, and it will last Ad ki yovi shiloi. That's a reference to Yemos HaMashiach. V'lo yikas amim. And to this Malach HaMashiach, so there'll be the ingathering of peoples. According to some Midrashim, Oisri legefen iro. The Jews will be tied to Yerushalayim. V'laser reko b'nei asono. And to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, Sereka's Eretz, and the Jews will be tied to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Osri LeGefen, the Jews will be tied, Erot Yerushalayim, V'las Shereka, and the Jews will be tied, V'nei Asanot, to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So again, that's the Ramban pointing out that Yaakov Avinu was already looking far beyond Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Rishon, and was looking all the way to the end, Mamish to Achris Yom to our times. And that is a. Yeah, that's the Ramban's. I'm not sure if it's the final entry. Probably not. The final entry into the Ramban's Masa Avos Simul Rabbanim Mahalchim is the Hakdamah to Shmos. one of the significant entries into Ramban logging the Masalos and Rabbanim in Sefer Bereishis. And Hakdama to Shmos, Ramban says that Sefer Bereishis is this template for Klal Yisrael. And this is one of the places where he points that out. Okay.